Today's episode of Cutting the Curd has been brought to you by Fairway Market. For more, visit fairwaymarket.com. Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to heritageradionetwork.com.
You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby, broadcast live to the cosmos on the Heritage Radio Network.
Good Monday afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Ann Saxelby. My co-host and producer is Sophie Schlesinger.
Hi, everyone.
And thanks to Jack Inslee and Carlos Salguaro in the booth for making sure all the technology works just right. We're really excited today to have Carlos Yescas back in the studio with us. Yes. Carlos was on the show back in the fall, educating us about Mexican cheeses and his work with Mexican cheeses. So we're going to be talking with him. And then we also have the privilege of having two Mexican cheesemakers who are going to join us by phone. First, Martin Lopez and Catalina Rivera, who make sheep's milk cheeses in Querétaro, in central Mexico. And then we'll also have Jose Trejo from Chiapas, who makes cow's milk cheeses, on a little bit later in the show. But so first, Carlos, can you tell us a little bit about what you've been up to? I remember last time we met, you had just planned a big cheese festival, and you were meeting with government officials in Mexico to talk to them about bringing more of these artisan cheeses to market. Yeah, what's been going on?
Yeah. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for having me again. So last time we talked, I was just to go to Mexico, like the day after. And so I got to Mexico and I got to meet with the people in the Ministry of Agriculture. And it was a very good meeting. We had a lot of positive feedback from them of how to really support the cheesemakers and how to start something that in Mexico doesn't exist, which is a big sort of promotional movement for cheesemakers. That meeting went really well, and I think we're still waiting to see what it will come up specifically from that meeting, but I think we can expect good things out of the meeting. And of course, you know, the government will always take forever to do anything.
Oh, right. Sure.
but I have good hopes, and of course, you know, with the national elections happening this year in Mexico, it means that a new team is going to come in, and so we're also sort of holding on that, on, you know, how a new team of whatever party comes will deal with this. But I think that at the technical level sort of thing, it will things will start happening. Yeah.
Great.
And then we have the festival in Chiapas, and that was really good. It's the fourth time that we have had it in Chiapas, and we have 45 cheesemakers of a very specific type of cheese made in Chiapas called Queso de Cuadro. And we had a competition, we had great participants. And that cheese, the winning cheese of that competition, is one of the cheeses that represented Mexico at the World Cheese Awards in England. And so it was sort of very exciting for the cheesemakers as well that winning in Chiapas also means going to England to compete.
Yeah. Wow. And cool. So when did the World Cheese Awards take place?
They normally are in November. So last year was on Thanksgiving Day, and they were in Birmingham in England. And this time we had five Mexican cheeses competing. It's the first time that we have that many. But it's also the first year that we have two medals. So we have a silver medal and a bronze medal. And so that's really huge for Mexican cheese making.
Congrats.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And who were the medal winners?
So one was, the silver one was for Cremoso. That is a chips milk, sort of fresh cheese made in Querétaro. And we're going to be talking to Catalina, who is the person behind it that makes it. And then the other one is a bronze medal for a semi-mature or semi-age chips milk cheese that is in the style of a manchego cheese. And that's also made by Catalina. And so this, you know, it is this farm that had these two awards.
That is cool. Really, really inspiring.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll kind of, you know, show the government like how exciting Mexican cheese is and all the new developments that are happening too.
Definitely. I think we have already started seeing it. There was the cheesemakers got a letter from the president congratulating them on winning these medals, which, you know, it's only for show and all that, but I think it's really important that the government is paying attention.
But he knows, still, yes, yeah.
So it's super important in that sense.
That's great. And then you were recently inducted into some sort of organization or prestigious cheese guild. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Guild de Fromagers, you know, is the foremost cheese organization in the world. It has all these cheese people around the world. It's based in France. And they just started their North American chapter. And so this is Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And so I was inducted as the first Mexican to this. I'm now a part of the North American chapter, and we're trying to start a chapter in Mexico with cheesemakers. And I mean, it's really cool for sort of personal reasons to be recognized by other cheesemakers around the world, but what is, I think, more important is that this will translate then to cheesemakers knowing that there's a whole organization framework behind them, not just represented by me, but, you know, represented by all the cheesemongers around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big community out there for sure. But congrats. That is an amazing honor.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I am dying to talk to Catalina. I believe, Catalina, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for taking the time out to be on the show. We really appreciate it.
No, I thank you for inviting me, at least by phone.
We would love to.
I can be with you now. Hola, Carlos.
Hola, Catalina.
Well, we would love to invite you in person, too. Maybe if you ever come to New York to visit Carlos.
I'd love to. I'd love to.
So can you start by telling us a little bit about your farm and how you got started as a cheesemaker?
Of course. Well, what I can tell you, we used to live in the city. We lived in Mexico City years ago, and we have three children. And since they were kids, Martin, my husband, and I dreamed about having a place where we could live in the country and be with animals and something like that. So we had the opportunity to move from the city to Querétaro. Querétaro is a smaller city. In 2003, and we started a new life. We did not like anymore our life in Mexico and tried something new. We then found the opportunity of having some animals and found out that the sheep was a very, very, very nice animal.
Yeah.
And that you can also make something from them. So we had to learn everything from the start, everything.
Wow.
We didn't know anything about milking sheep, and we didn't know anything about making cheese. We started with 34 animals, and now we have 250, about 250 animals. We, this year, are milking about 100 sheep. And now we have learned to milk them and how to make cheese from the milk they give.
And how did you learn how to make cheese? Because it's such a difficult skill.
Well, it's very difficult. If you look for information in the books or in the web, you find the recipe, but you have to do it and to explore by making it. And here in Mexico, there are many people that know about making cheese, but not in sheep milk cheese. There are some differences between the cow milk and the sheep milk. So the ones that can help in the information, no, they have the wish, but they can't. And the ones that have the knowledge, they don't want to tell you. So we had to investigate. We traveled. Martin had the opportunity to go to the States in Wisconsin. He saw there many people that helped us a lot. And then we could go in about 2 years ago to Argentina. And I had a very fast course in cheese making, and then we came back and had a lot of work, so making, well, I think good cheeses. Carlos
thinks so too. Yes,
I think the world thinks.
Yeah.
So they give you a medal for it. So I think the world thinks it's a good cheese.
Yeah. So that's how it was.
Wow. And so can you tell us about the styles of cheese that you make and maybe a couple of your personal favorites?
Well, we have mostly three types of cheese. The one that had the silver medal that Carlos named is the cremoso. This is a soft cheese. It's a slight cheese that you can gladly tread it in most everything. And we make semi-hard cheeses that we age about 2 or 3 months. And those were the ones that won the bronze medal. And here we also give them some character. We age them in wine, or we age them in olive oil. And then I also put the fine herbs in the curd. And the semi-hard also is a smoked cheese. So it's some kind of various.
Wow.
And we also make the hard cheese that we age for 4 months, more than 4 months. And you should try it. That's my favorite.
Well, maybe if we're lucky, Carlos can get his hands on some and we can try it someday.
I promise I will bring some back.
Now, I have a question. How did you two meet, Carlos and Catalina?
Well, about 2 or 2.5 years ago, we went to that fair that he mentioned in Chiapas. We went with the support of the government that we could go there and show our cheeses. This is a non-traditional food fair. So here in Mexico, because of the non-tradition of the sheep milk cheeses, we were chosen to go there in Chiapas. And he was there. He was in Chiapas. And there he met my husband, Martin, and they talked a lot, and he tried our cheese, and he said, I want this cheese next year in the World Cheese Awards in London. So we worked very hard, and we tried it the next year, and we sent some cheese there. We didn't get any medal for the cheese, so we had to work harder. And the next year, that it was the last November, we tried again, and then we did it with two of the cheeses.
Wow. Wow. Well, congratulations again. That's an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you, Anne.
And so can I ask a little bit about the market for your cheeses? Where do you sell your cheeses, and who's excited about your cheeses, and do you see a growing market?
Yes, we can see it. Well, Martin is the one that sells them. He mills the cheese and sells the cheese. Yes. We started in Querétaro and here just in the city. And now we sell in more than 15 states in Mexico.
Wow. Wow.
We have also plans to export, and we have working the regulations for that. And everything you have to have ready. There are many, many regulations that you have to cover, and we want to be ready to do so. So we hope we can do it soon. There are some people in the U.S. that have asked them So we are working on that. And these days, the internet and the communications let us do many things. People know about our cheeses, and they ask. So they write us, they go into the website, and they write us, and we can then keep in touch with them, and we can tell them where to buy some, and they try it, and they like it, and they ask for it. So that's what we are doing now. So, and Carlos have helped a lot in this matter.
That's great. Well, actually, before the show, we were talking about how difficult it is to import. Mm-hmm. Well, import anything, but Carlos said that there's especially some weird things about importing some Mexican cheeses, and maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about the issues you've encountered.
Yeah, so the Patriot Act, one of the things that it had included in it is to address concerns over bioterrorism. And so what the Department of Homeland Security has been doing is going around the world, basically certifying that some regions of the world are free of bioterrorism, whatever that means.
and seems like a difficult thing to certify.
Exactly. And so anyway, they have been to some parts of Mexico, and some parts of Mexico, of course, are free of terrorism, and so those things can come. But there's still regions in Mexico that are not, and so the two regions that most of our cheesemakers are producing are not yet clear by this, which means that we cannot bring their products. We have tried to bring them, and we have things that are stopping customs. We're trying really hard to get the certifications and everything. The real problem is that dealing with the bureaucracy of the American government and the Mexican government at the same time is really intense. And it's important to remember that, you know, these cheesemakers, like Catalina said, Martin wakes up in the morning, he milks the sheep, then she makes the cheese, then Martin, sells the cheese. I mean, there's the two of them, and that's it. Yeah. There's no other help. And so to, on top of that, be dealing with the bureaucracies that exist is really intense.
Yeah.
For very small farms.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we hope that in the future, we get to taste some of your delicious cheese here in New York. That would be amazing. I have no doubt Carlos will do it. He's an impressive character.
Yeah.
So if people want to learn more about your cheeses and about you, what you guys do, do you have a website that people can visit?
Yes, we have a website. It's called Quesos de Oveja. This is www.quesosdeoveja.com.
Great, and we'll definitely put that up as a link on our site today for our show, so people can visit your site and learn more about your amazing cheeses.
Well, thank you very much. That would be very nice.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an honor speaking with you. I think we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jose Trejo, who makes cow's milk cheese in Chiapas. Stay with us.
Thank you very much. Bye. Me dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, pero esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un dolor que no me deja respirar. Llevo en el cuerpo una condena que siempre me echa a caminar. Me dicen el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy.
Today's program is brought to you by Fairway Market. Whether you are cooking for one or for a crowd, Fairway Market literally has everything you need for a fantastic meal. But if you don't feel like cooking, no worries, they cater. Check out fairwaymarket.com for more information. And be sure to check the new blog, On Our Plate, for weekly specials, health tips, and recipes.
Cuando me buscan nunca estoy, cuando me encuentran yo no soy el que está enfrente porque ya me...
allá me dicen el desaparecido. Cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy. Deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido. Perdido en el siglo. Perdido en el siglo. Siglo XX.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo
rumbo al 21?
¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me llaman el desaparecido.
¿Cuándo llegaré?
Perdido en el siglo.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré?
Me llaman el desaparecido. Dicen el desaparecido, fantasma que nunca está. Me dicen el desagradecido, esa no es la verdad. Yo llevo en el cuerpo un motor que nunca deja de rolar. Llevo en el alma un camino destinado al nunca llega. Me llaman el desaparecido, que cuando llega ya se ha ido. Volando vengo, volando voy, deprisa, deprisa, rumbo perdido.
Welcome back to Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne Saxelby, my co-host and producer extraordinaire, Sophie Schlesinger. And we are here today talking about Mexican cheeses with Carlos Yescas, who has thankfully agreed to come back to the show. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
So I believe we have our next cheesemaker on the line. We're going to be speaking with Jose Trejo, who makes cow's milk cheeses in Chiapas. Jose, are you with us?
Yeah, yeah, I hear. Hi.
Hola. Hi.
Pepe, ¿cómo estás?
Bien, Carlos. Saludos.
Saludos.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I was wondering if we could start by you telling us a little bit about where your cheesemaking facility is located and what types of cheeses you make.
Yeah, first, thanks to you. The facility is in Ocosocuautla, Chiapas, which is a little town near from the capital city of Chiapas, and it's in the south of Mexico. So we produce like the cotija cheese,
mm-hmm.
cincho cheese, Oaxaca cheese, and another cheese, which is the characteristic cheese of the region, which is a Chiapas cheese or Brick, which is the name that usually Carlos Yescas used for that specific cheese.
Queso de cuadro.
Queso de cuadro.
Queso de cuadro. Yeah, that's the name. And all the cheese are made from pasteurized milk and from the milking process. We produce on our own farm the 10% of the milk that we use in the company, and the other 90% we buy to other farmers in the same region.
Now, Carlos was telling us a little bit about that before the show. You guys support a tremendous amount of farms. Can you tell us how many farms do you buy from, and what size are those farms? How many animals do they have?
Yeah. Those are small farms, and we buy to 180 farmers.
Wow.
But in average, they own like maybe 40 or 50 animals, cows. So we produce, I don't know in pounds how many pounds will be, but we produce like about 60 tons of cheese per month.
Wow. That's a tremendous amount. That's huge. And so how did you get into cheesemaking? It sounds like you have quite a big business. So is this a family business, or is this something that you decided to start yourself?
It started as a family business. We were searching for an alternative to added value to the livestock,
mm-hmm.
specifically for the milking. So we get associated with Rubén León, which is he's my, I know in Mexico he's a socio,
business partner. Yeah,
my business partner. So we start this 8 years ago. He was searching for to added value to the milk, and right now we're working hard to. For the artesano, I don't know which
artisanal,
artisanal cheese, and we already send cheese to the United States, and specific the Cincho cheese is over there right now will be for the Mexican market.
Mm-hmm. And oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry?
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
I can hear. I can barely hear you.
Oh, I was going to ask, where is the main market for your cheeses in the United States?
Yeah, Chicago. For Chicago will be an important market. And the other one is in Texas,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles. In a little bit Phoenix, in Arizona.
Wow. I was telling Carlos, I grew up outside of Chicago, and all of the Mexican food there is so much better than the Mexican food in New York. Chicago has great Mexican food.
It will soon have very good Mexican cheese.
Is over there, and we work hard here specifically with our suppliers, the cattlemen here, the farmers. We've been doing as a team with people like Carlos Yescas. We're working for trying to get support from the government so we can become competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So to get in markets like United States, it's a real hard and competitive market.
But and yet it's kind of ironic because I know here it's not easy to find quality. Yeah. It's not easy to find Mexican cheeses in general, and then to find quality Mexican cheeses is impossible. So it's very exciting the work that you guys are doing.
We're very excited.
Yeah. It's a little hard, but it's like it gave us a lot of satisfaction, you know.
Yeah.
And we're very proud of the work that we've been doing, and most because we can support the people, like the farmers, to increase the. So became they more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when we here in the local market, the competition is with the cheeses made in United States, in Brazil, Uruguay, mm-hmm. Chile, New Zealand. So the support of the government it's a key to access. To markets like United States.
Yeah, and keeping your local dairy economy alive and vibrant.
That's it, yeah.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about how you use or cook with your cheeses? I know that for people who haven't heard of queso de cuadra or maybe some of the cincho, how do people usually use those cheeses?
The use for the cheeses?
Yeah. Do you just eat them plain, or do you use them for cooking, or?
Yeah. Queso de cuadro. It's a great cheese for cheesecake, for example.
Hmm. Okay.
it's a great cheese for that use. For cooking, you can also. Use it to spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, the cotija cheese, you can use it for that, and the cincho cheese. Cincho cheese and cotija cheese are hard cheese.
Mm. More of a dry texture.
Yeah. These are dry cheeses and aged about 3 months before we can sail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that sounds. I'm getting hungry talking about all these cheeses. If our listeners want to learn more about your company, do you have a website where people can go and learn more?
It's www.quesocoita.
Okay.
Coita is the nickname of the town.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So quesocoita.
Quesocoita.com.
Quesocoita.com. Well, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. And
Thank you, Carlos.
And I think that he wanted to say hello to someone. Pepe,
si quieres. That will be great, yeah.
Yeah,
I want to say hi to Clarissa, that I'm sure she's hear me right now. She's the love of my life.
Aww. Oh, that is the best.
That's the best shout out we've ever had.
Yeah. Well, she's a lucky lady.
I hope I can be there in New York with you very soon.
Oh, we hope so too. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. We're working hard to so we can get there. Not just for us, not just for the company, and more because of the tremendous necessity that are here in Mexico, the farmers. It's a work that we are doing for the farmers, for our own state. The state is Chiapas, and also and for sure for the queso mexicano. And we are very very glad with people like Carlos Yescas. It's a great guy that you have over there.
I know it. And we are very excited to learn more about Mexican cheeses. So it's it goes both ways. Yeah. We're very excited. But really quickly before we sign off, Carlos, you recently switched your website, and there's so much great, fascinating information. How can people learn more about what you're up to?
We keep people updated on the website, which is lactography.com. We're also now on Facebook and on Twitter. We are very prolific in social media. I think it's important to have people understand what is going on, so people can keep up that way. The website actually is in both languages, so you can read stories in English and you can read stories in Spanish.
And you also have classes and events coming up, which are also posted on the website.
That's
so
right.
Definitely check it out. Yeah. It's a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carlos, and thank you, Jose, for being on the show. And we'll see you next Monday.
You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby, broadcast live to the cosmos on the Heritage Radio Network.